Now,
it
is this
crazy,
true? They only let you take 3 pairs of underpants into the jungle.
Yeah, again, I
what
thought
is the point of that?
They do send you a long list of all the rules and stuff, but like everything, you never read those things. Certainly, a lot of people didn't read them at all. And then I got there, and I had all this stuff I was going to take in, and they literally, the most freaky bit was in the hotel room. You're in lockdown before you go in, so you're kept in a hotel. You're not allowed to leave. You've got a chaperone who kind of looks after you, and you have to sort of ask them to go everywhere, and basically they're keeping you away from everyone. And on the day you go in, Dr. Bob comes in and gives you a terrifying talk about spiders. And basically, there are 2 types of spiders, ones that climb and ones that don't. If there's one that's not climbing, it's going to kill you. And you're just looking at him like, right, but you're going to get rid of those. And he goes, no. And then he goes, ones that climb can kill you but won't. So by this time, you're shaking. Then
they can kill you, but they won't.
Yeah. Then they give you your uniform, and they take everything away. And, like, everything's put into a sealed bag, so you have to give your phone and your watch and everything. And it really... There's a sort of tenseness in the room. No one's really looking at you in the eye because they know what's coming. And it does feel like you're about to be executed.
And at that point, you think they need a lot more than 3 pairs of pants.
Yeah. And then you're allowed to take 3 pairs of pants, 3 swimming trunks, and 1 luxury item. And that's the thing that everyone plays around with.
Right, a lot of people take a photograph or something, don't they?
Most people take a photograph or a pillow. Someone clever 2 series ago had a photo printed on a pillowcase. So I thought it was quite
smart.
Good.
Nice.
Nice touch. Yeah. A couple of people took lip salve. Jenny Eclair took spray tan.
I don't get that.
Sean Ryder took... What did he bring in? I think he brought in one of those caffeine drinks, a can of those.
Okay.
And I took in a disposable camera, which actually I think they only allowed because they knew that it would annoy other people who hadn't thought of it.
Right.
Why did you want the camera as your luxury item?
I did, yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I just wanted some pictures. I wanted something to do.
It's going to be on telly for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it would be something to do. I thought I'd take a picture every day and I'd spend hours framing it up and getting ready. Actually, in the end, I got a bit drunk one night when we got some of the beer and took about 10 of my bottom.
Did you have your own little ways of trying to work out the time then, if they all had gaffer tape over their watches?
Yeah, well, I mean, firstly, like, occasionally someone would not have the gaffer tape on, so if you managed to spot the time, like, you'd whisper, like, we'd sometimes try and rip the black bits on the blackout bus and try and peek through to the driver and you could see the time there. Occasionally, you'd go up to a cameraman when he wasn't looking because on the side of the camera was a time code, so you could get that.
Ah,
but the only other way we knew was we'd hear Ant and Dec in the morning going, shouting, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. So we knew that was the beginning of one show. Then there was them coming into camp.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, like it really was.
It's like a cock crowing, isn't it?
It
seven
really
every
was
morning
like, we're
is Ant
kill
and Dec.
You soon. And then the ITV2 show, which is just this annoying bunch of people screaming.
That sums up the whole channel, really.
Everything they said. So we'd have that for an hour, and obviously there were howling of laughter at things people were saying about us.
I don't understand why, if they're going to do all this stuff to you, why they don't show that, all this sort of sinister darkness at noon sort of behaviour. Why isn't that,
because
that be part
I
of the
I think the whole point of it, I mean, it really annoyed you, and you're like, you kept saying, like, I mean, it really was like a real Nigel Havers moment. It was like, how will me not knowing the test score affect my performance on this show?
Do you know what happened, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
I'd like to see into Nigel Havers' soul, I must say, on ITV2.
My favourite bit with Nigel Havers was when we were doing a thing called Kangaroo Court, and we walked in, and we were all being pushed into various boxes, and this bloke, this really nice sort of sound man, goes, yeah, over here, please. He goes, I have a name, and I insist you call me by it. So he goes, Mr. Havers, could you go in? And he goes in, and he's told he's going to be electrocuted, and they're putting these things on his bottom. And he said, no, I can't. I nearly died from electrocution. And he runs out, has a big hissy fit, and basically we're all waiting for half an hour while he's talking to producers. Is he going to walk? Is he not? Meanwhile, Linford tells us all these things that kind of stimulate muscles. So they just give you a jump. They don't give you a shock. So we're not scared. And then back comes Havers. And to save face, he goes, I have negotiated a reduction in the voltage. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, that is the spirit of the prisoner of war camps.
The Havers would have been perfect, although he probably would have gone mental in the end, in a prisoner of war camp. He'd have been the one that would just sprint at the wire and get shot.
He was in no man's land. Well, Dom, you were hugely entertaining on the show, and thanks for coming on this morning. We loved it.
Thanks. Well, yeah. I mean, I love it now I'm out.
And I'm sorry about the glasses incident, but there are some bad people in the world.
It's all part of it.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks very much.
All right, see ya.